According to the Berkshire Visitors Bureau, tourists spend $355 million a year in Berkshire County, leading to an economic impact of $564 million a year. Aside from the area's natural beauty, much of that credit goes to the region's arts and performance venues. A mainstay wrapping up its 82nd season this weekend is Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival. On average, the center in Beckett hosts some 90,000 visitors from June to August. Executive and Artistic Director Ella Baff says this season was perhaps the best in the past 10 years, as performances broke box office records.
Some of them, it seemed like a rock concert. I mean, when you see dance that is that spectacular, so visually appealing, so inspiring, you know, when you see these great dancers, you're watching people do movement that, you know, the rest of us mortals, can't possibly do.
Baff says the numbers exceeded expectations.
A lot of new work that people got very excited about, and it sort of caught on. We love to present new companies and new work, but one doesn't always know how the public's going to react to that.
Baff adds visitors are also spending more time at the center viewing galleries and video archives. The returning customer also helped the Williamstown Theater Festival sell 35,000 tickets over 7 weeks this season, the highest in 4 years despite having one fewer production. Steve Kaus is the festival's producer.
One thing that really stood out to me was I saw a lot of people who had never been to the festival before. And they showed up to see Living on Love. And they walked out with smiles on their faces because it was just, it really was fall out of your seat hilarious. And they said, I love this place. What's next? Let's go buy tickets to The Visit. And they came 3 weeks later and saw The Visit. And they walked out puffy-eyed and just tears running down their face saying, I've never been so moved. And if we can do that to our audience, in particular a new audience, we've succeeded throughout the course of the summer.
Kaus credits the success to outgoing artistic director Jenny Gersten, who crafted the lineup with a range of genres. He adds the strong turnout numbers weren't limited to Williamstown Theater Festival, celebrating its 60th season.
The amount of people who would come in and say, I couldn't find parking in this town, and I couldn't get a dinner reservation in this town because the Clark is full, you're full, Wickham's full, Mocha's full. That's a great problem to have.
Baff is hopeful that when one area venue succeeds, others do as well.
And maybe the real cloud of the recession has lifted. I hope it lasts.
Aside from those with long-standing traditions, a newcomer built its way to this summer's stage. Literally. With the community chipping in costumes, props, and building materials, Enrico Spada founded and launched Pittsfield Shakespeare in the Park. He says 8 July performances of A Midsummer Night's Dream on a temporary stage at Springside Park drew 1,500 people.
Which is more than I ever could expect, and just a real thrill to see that many people looking for free outdoor Shakespeare.
With cameo appearances by Mayor Dan Bianchi and others, Spada adds the youngest audience members were captivated by the performances, most of the time.
But every once in a while, you'll see them kind of go off the wire a little bit and running around and just enjoying being outside in the park. While mom and dad continued to watch the show.
Overall, the group raised $30,000, enough to cover expenses. Next summer, Spada hopes to raise enough to pay the 19 actors. He also anticipates a move to Pittsfield's First Street Common, which is undergoing a facelift, and expanding the program's outreach into area schools. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.